Welcome to Such Podcast.
Today we'll be talking about the Articles of Confederation, Shays' Rebellion, and the forming of the Constitution.
As well as the five great compromises.
Articles of Confederation. Each state was prepared to govern itself. When independence was declared, Americans realized that 13 small separate state forces would be no match for the British. Americans wanted to win the war, but they needed a stronger army.
So America would form a confederation. The British government refused to give two important powers, no power to tax and enforce laws. The Congress provided growth and development of the United States.
The Articles had some serious problems. They could not pass laws unless 9 states voted in favor of it. America was in debt, and they could not tax because of the Articles of Confederation.
Shays' Rebellion. Daniel Shays was wanted.
Shays did not like the Articles of Confederation because of what it was doing.
Daniel Shays has broken many laws and had killed many people to change the Articles of Confederation.
He got lots of farmers who fought in the Revolutionary War and rebelled against the government in any means possible.
Things started to change when they were all captured.
Constitution. The Constitution was made to replace the Articles of Confederation because of many issues with them. The Constitution fixed most of the problems.
The Constitution was the law. The Constitution and the laws which made the United States, when we are representatives and direct taxes, shall be appointed among the several states which made lots go into debt.
You had to vote and enforce laws which made some states weak. Shays was a part of this and he was in debt, as well as he made farmers and others go into debt.
So the Constitution was made that fixed most of the problems, but not all of them. There were going to be issues.
The Great Compromise. For 6 weeks, the delegates debated the two plans. Roger Sherman of Connecticut finally came up with the answer. Each state would have an equal representation in the Senate, which pleased the smaller states.
The House would be based on the population, which pleased larger states. No group was happy. Each side had to give up something to get something.
This ended the debates. The Great Compromise solved the problem because the large states wanted to have lots of senates and lots of people in the House, but that would be unfair to the small states because of population. So the Great Compromise solved this issue.
The Three-Fifths Compromise. The southern states want their slaves as people so they can have more power.
Northern states said that was unfair because some states had zero slaves while others had a few.
So they came up with the Three-Fifths Compromise so that for every 5 slaves they would count as people and could vote.
This makes it so that every state has a fair amount of votes. This solved the problem.
Trade matters. Northern states felt that Congress should be able to regulate both foreign and state trade.
Southern states feared that the Congress would use this power to tax exports.
Southern states agreed that Congress could regulate trade, and northern states agreed that Congress could not tax exports nor could interfere with slave trades.
This is so Congress could not have too much power. This was good because Congress can do bad things with this power, but now there is no more arguing, and Congress would not have too much power when it comes to trade.
Electoral College. So Electoral College was a compromise to agree how the states would choose the president.
Some believe that Congress should pick the president, and the delegates believe that we should vote for the president.
The compromise was the Electoral College. A group of people would be named by each state legislator to select a president.
The Electoral College solved the issue in picking the president in the state's hand.
Bill of Rights. Anti-federalists thought that the Constitution would take away liberties Americans fought for.
Federalists, a form of government divided between the federal or national government and state.
The Federalists compromised so the Anti-Federalists would be happy, and that's when the Bill of Rights was added.
This solved the problem between the two groups and made the Anti-Federalists happy.
Today we talked about the Articles of Confederation, Shays' Rebellion, and Constitution.
And the five compromises.
And that's all for today, everybody. Thank you for watching Sash Podcasts, and hope you all have a great day.